As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Hey, we're back here from the Thanksgiving break. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. And thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio Network. We'd like to empower you here on Herb Talk, so that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about how childbearing, the risk is getting greater, riskier for moms to be, and even the unborn baby. So we're going to look at what's going on there. Also, we're going to be talking about the symptom overlap of the common cold versus the flu. And if we get time, we may talk about how to reduce your stress a little bit as we work our way into the holiday season here a little at a time. We do have a quack report. And my thanks to everybody that came by and said hello at thepowerherbs.com store for the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. So I hope you enjoyed, got what you needed. And we had a great time over the holidays. We really did. My daughter cooked. I supervised. We had the traditional fare, as you will. And it was just lovely, lovely. And absolutely no leftovers by the second day. All gone. All right, I have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, as well as all of America, asking still for some righteous leadership to guidance. You know, we got to keep praying that in. We want to make sure we got it. You know, we want righteous men of valor leading this nation, you know, men that are tuned into God. Well, let's see. I brought my devotional today. And let's see. According to today's devotional from 1 Peter chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 3, and Psalms 107, it goes like this. Rest in the deep assurance of my unfailing love, and let your body, mind, and spirit relax in my presence. Release unto my care anything that is troubling you so that you can focus on your full attention on me. Be awed by the vast dimensions of my love for you. It's wider, longer, higher, and deeper than anything you know. Rejoice that this is a marvelous love and it's yours forever. The best response to this glorious gift is a life steeped in thankfulness. So every time you thank me, you acknowledge that I am your Lord and provider. This is the proper stance for a child of God, receiving with thanksgiving, and bring me the sacrifice of gratitude, and watch and see how much I bless you. Right on, right? So being thankful and appreciative this time of the year especially, we just can't take anything that God gives us for granted, because guess what? He owns everything. We don't own anything. We're just here for a short time. Life's but a vapor. So that house you're living in right now, that's God's house. You're just the temporary keeper of it. Give thanks to him for that opportunity to keep his house and ask him how you're doing on it. You know, he'll give you a progress report. And mind the time, it grows short. So seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker. Let's see, drinking alcohol, they say, may raise your risk of prostate cancer. Yeah, scientists in Canada and Australia found a big, significant, weighty, they said weighty, link between alcohol and prostate cancer. But the data didn't prove conclusively that drinking alone caused the incident of the prostate cancer. Probably created, you know, an environment for cancer to get a foothold, but it probably wasn't the direct cause, but they say there's some link there. So researchers noted that there's two levels of drinking. People who have just two drinks maybe each day, they had an 8 to 23% greater risk of developing prostate cancer compared to those not drinking at all. A new study is also combining some strengthening evidence that alcohol consumption is a risk factor for prostate cancer and other types of cancer, especially for women. So it affects your hormones. That's why, you know, alcohol does affect the hormones. Center for Addiction Research is the University of Canada and Victoria were involved in that. So they said beer and wine was not included in the evaluation. Only the hard liquors were. All right, moving along in the quack report. Oh, by the way, prostate needs a little attention, you know, just like your car needs an oil change. So check out the prostate kit at thepowerherbs.com. A little maintenance there. All right, next up in the quack report, they say a smartphone detox will help reduce your stress and anxiety. Detoxing from your technology apparently is now on the menu. Researchers are discovering that the smartphone addictions are affecting the wiring of our mind. It decreases our memory and attention span. Ooh. And it also boosts anxiety levels. Wow. They say Gallup poll, 81% of those that were polled said that their phones were always within arm's reach. They would check their phone at least once an hour. One in five young people admit they check their phones once every 5 minutes. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can see them. They're just walking and reading and their heads are down. And I know that a lot of chiropractors are seeing younger and younger people because of the cervical strain from looking down on their phones. And what did I do? I reported last week, Frank, I think it was last week, right before the holiday, that neurologists and ophthalmologists, eye doctors, are really concerned about the new technology for the video games, where you put a helmet on and it's virtual reality time. Like you're like in the game, and all this sensory stimuli is within just a few inches of your eye, but it fools the brain that you have depth perception. And they don't know how that's going to affect the brain afterwards. They don't even know if, you know, this is going to affect people's ability, young people's ability to determine, distinguish, to discern between reality and fantasy. Think about that. If it's going to mess your wiring up in your brain that much. Whoa. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, microwave popcorn. I hate that stuff. Frank, do you eat microwave popcorn? I hope not. It's toxic, according to this research here. They say it gives off toxic, lung-damaging gases when you microwave your popcorn. Especially your buttery-flavored microwavable popcorn. All these chemicals on it. When you open the bag, poof, microwave popcorn, more people have bronchitis from opening a bag of microwave popcorn, according to this. So if you are a microwave popcorn eater and you get bronchitis from time to time, hey, stop buying that. Get the real thing. Get an air popper and pop some straight up organic popcorn if you can get it. I can get it. You got to look for it. It's a little more expensive. It's like, I want to say three or four times more expensive, but it makes some scrumptious popcorn when it's not GMO. So, you don't need any bronchitis to skip that microwave popcorn. That stuff's naughty. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, yeah, Frank says he doesn't eat microwave popcorn. It's good for you, Frank. Stay away from that. When I think of microwave popcorn, it takes me back to the early 90s when I worked for a neurologist, okay? And one of the doctor's wives would come into the office, and she was like a bull in a china shop. But she would microwave popcorn and forget it was in there, and it would just burn up, and then the smoke alarm would go off. You know, so I knew the days she would usually pop in. So one day I borrowed my son, who at the time was four or five years old. He had gotten one of those plastic fireman hats, you know. So the next time she made popcorn, I wore that thing because, you know, we know the fire alarm's going off. I was amused. She was not. Well, got to learn to laugh at yourself. That's what you got to learn to do out there and lighten up. Okay, we're going to be talking about childbearing, riskier than ever, apparently. Childbearing is really a risk now than ever before. There is really a lot of underlying pressure on physicians to vaccinate pregnant women, especially for the flu season. And it is still a controversial concept to vaccinate women who are with child, and some of the older physicians kind of struggle with this, you know. They're not, I guess, convinced by the new science to push more and more of these vaccines on everybody that's 6 months of age or older. So there have been recent studies that indicate that all vaccines are safe, including for pregnant women. And they're reassuring the public with this, that the flu shots do not give unborn babies autism. Yeah. So we're saying, well, we're going to check this out. We're going to take a look and see what's surfacing in this area. So let's look at what the study that they're using to reassure the public. One study was reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association of November 2016, and it stated there was no association between mother getting flu shots and a risk of autism. Kaiser Permanente conducted the study involving about 197,000 children born to flu-vaccinated mothers between the years of 2000 and 2010. So the mothers were given the flu vaccine during the sixth month of pregnancy. So it's either the second or third trimester they were vaccinated. So for that particular study, the vaccines were administered between those trimesters, and science really hasn't conducted any studies on how vaccines affect mother or baby during the first trimester. So it was noted, though, that this particular study had significant limitation or flaws, such as they did not establish causality. They did not validate by standardized clinical assessment for all the cases that were involved, and they had no control group or other possible unmeasured mitigating factors. So, you know, usually you look for those double-blind, you know, placebo-based type of studies. This wasn't one of them. Okay, so according to the doctor who was running the study at Kaiser, it was Dr. Zerbo, PhD, by the way. He says this: "We found no association between autism risk and influenza infection during pregnancy or influenza vaccination during the second or third trimester of pregnancy. However, there was a suggested risk increase of autism among children whose mothers received influenza vaccination early in pregnancy." That would be your first trimester. "Therefore, we believe that additional studies are warranted to further evaluate any potential risks between maternal influenza vaccinations and autism." Well, yeah. How about we just get rid of the flu shots, you know? Well, let's look at what one doctor says. Dr. Kelly is speaking out. Now, this is according to a psychiatrist, which is a medical doctor. Her name's Kelly Brogan, and she's also the author of the book A Mind of Your Own. And she said women should not give modern medicine and the pharmaceutical companies privileged access to their unborn babies. She explains that women have this fierce innate ability, and she calls it the inner compass, and it's to protect the child, and should not receive, and the woman should not receive undue pressure or be made fearful or abused with the notion that she is neglectful. She's a neglectful mother if she doesn't give into the demands of the allopathic medicine and accept any perilous risk that it offers. That's what Dr. Brogan is saying. So she actually pleads with women in her report to not relinquish their God-given power to doctors. So Dr. Brogan feels that too many doctors are blindly following whatever medical doctrine is popular at the moment. And she does not agree that we should so willingly outsource our health to pharmaceutical companies as a means for lasting wellness. She aggressively argues that the people in charge of the medical establishment and pharmaceutical companies are not who the public thinks they are. Instead, she says of them being moral guiding authorities, actually, we have been indoctrinated and misguided. They've misguided us. And these individuals, she describes them as, get this, heinous criminals of abuse and neglect. Well, she doesn't mince words, right? She's right there. She says, you know, they're heinous criminals of abuse and neglect towards the population. And she says even more so to mother with child. Wow. Ooh. I like this woman. Just say it like it is, girl. That's what I say. Well, let's talk about the practice. According to Dr. Brogan, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the ACIP, changed the vaccine therapy for pregnant women in 1997. She says, without explanation. You know, remember when Dr. Carla used to be on the show, she would say, hey, in her medical textbooks in the late 80s and early 90s, you know, you never vaccinated pregnant women. It was a no-no, right? Yeah, Frank says Dr. Brogan's not going to be on the Merck Christmas list. I don't think so, but she'll be on mine. How's that? Well, you know, Dr. Carly was saying, you know, the textbooks always said, don't vaccinate pregnant women. It's just not done. So here it is, Dr. Brogan saying they just changed all that in 97 without an explanation. You know, why are they changing their tune? Another change, she said, occurred in 2004. And to our knowledge, there have been no in-depth completed vaccine studies to warrant these changes, she says. So the change, she said, grew to encompass everyone over the age of 6 months, including pregnant women, regardless of individual personal risk factors that would be listed in patient records. So everybody was to get the shot regardless. Bam, 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 line them up. So she states that vaccines have never been studied in a double-blind, real placebo-controlled manner. You wonder why, right? Everything else should be, and is usually. Why not this? Well, the establishment, she says, has made it unethical to study certain pharmaceutical products in randomized studies to compare short to long-term outcomes. Huh. So they kind of like outlawed it for certain things. Can't do that. There's something sneaky there. So here are some of the ways the industry skips around the details to skew results so vaccines appear safer than they are. She says they discard insignificant data such as, they call this insignificant data. Let me see what you think. Low birth rate and fetal loss. In other words, spontaneous abortion, the mother loses the baby. That's insignificant data, according to them. They don't even want to see it. Don't want to list it. The other thing they do is they use incomplete controls to confound variables to equal the playing field of both groups. So if you have a, you know, control group, you know. They also use non-confirmation of influenza bacteria or viral, I should say viruses. So they just kind of lump it all together, and it may not even be influenza. Also, they focus on gross outcomes instead of preterm births, you know, preemie births, or neurodevelopmental problems. So let's say, you know, they start vaccinating moms and they have low birth weight babies, or they have spontaneous abortions, or they deliver before term, or their baby has a neurodevelopmental problem. They just throw all that data aside. They don't even include it as, you know, their vaccines doing that. All right, so, and then she goes on to say, you know, your flu vaccine can offer you more exposure than you think you're getting. I already knew some of this basically over the years of research I've been doing, but some of you out there may be for the first time be hearing this. She says another issue that she has, and Dr. Brogan points to, is that all the unnatural ingredients in your flu vaccines expose people to unidentified risks, such as viral DNA from animal tissue. See, we don't even know, or at least they're not telling us what complication that'll give us down the road. Also, allergen hypersensitivity. A lot of people are, they develop all these allergies, like all these kids on EpiPens. For instance, I think it's the diarrhea vaccine and one other vaccine they give to kids that has peanut oil in it as an adjuvant, but they don't list it on the ingredient list, and now all these kids have peanut allergies. Same thing with eggs. People have egg allergies. When they grow the pathogen on eggs, there it is. You get an allergen hypersensitivity. And you've got to say to yourself, you know, how is this happening? Because, you know, this is supposed to help us. This vaccine's supposed to go into our bodies, and our beautiful immune system makes an antibody right away. So, no, it doesn't do that. The immune system looks at it. It's a that disease is supposed to be there and does nothing. So, all right, so polysorbate 80 assists the disease to cross blood-brain barriers. That's why it's in there. We're supposed to, we've been told it's a preservative. So if that's crossing the blood-brain barrier, what else could be going up there? Formaldehyde, which is a carcinogen, which is in your flu vaccine, as well as a detergent called Tritronix 100, and antibiotics that they throw in there, just, you know, kind of stir it up, and mercury travel right to the brain. Bam, there it is. Now, Dr. Progan, she says she finds it contradictory for physicians to tell patients, watch the fish, watch the amount of fish you eat due to the mercury risk. But then they say, roll up your sleeve, I want to give you a flu vaccine full of mercury. So the CDC chooses to ignore peer review studies that show that there is harm to the human brain causing neurotoxicity, metal poisoning from vaccines. Dr. Brogan also states that authorities are ignoring medical evidence that a study showed that there was a link between vaccine exposure and autism spectrum disorders, and that multiple exposure from different vaccines have never been studied. She states there is a significant risk for pregnant women who receive a vaccine, and cites a study that showed that pregnant women who get the flu shot develop a strong inflammatory response within just 2 days of receiving the vaccination. So she also points out the Cochrane analysis. We've mentioned this before. They had 50 studies that showed that there was an increased incidence of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is an autoimmune paralysis that's associated with vaccines, especially your flu shot. And a Canadian study showed that those who get seasonal flu shots are more susceptible of contracting a pandemic form of the flu. And, you know, we hear this, you know, I went and got a flu shot and then I got the flu. Well, and there was, get this, 116-fold increase in fetal deaths during the vaccine flu season of 2009 to 2010. And you might say, well, why was that? Well, it included the unstudied combination of flu pathogens, which also had the H1N1 blue bird flu pathogen in it. A lot of fetal deaths. And let me read you this quote from the Goldman Report. Because both patient and healthcare professionals relied on historical profile that was incomplete with respect to fetal death and the possible link to fetal death involving influenza vaccines during 2009 and 10, it was rarely considered the cause and not reported. So according to Dr. Brogan, when all the information was assessed, there was a 4,250% increase in fetal death from the flu shot, which the CDC was aware of and took no action. How about that? Oh, I see by the clock I'm going to have to take a break. I got a little bit more on this topic, and then we're going to go look at the symptom overlap between your flu pathogen and your cold pathogen. What's the difference? Do you have the flu or do you have a cold? So we're going to determine what you got. And address it naturally, because there is a natural way to deal with that. Get over the flu in 2 days. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
And herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we were covering some interesting information from a couple of perspectives on, you know, should we or shouldn't we vaccinate women who are pregnant? And right before the break, I was telling you that the Goldman Report says, hey, there needs to be more investigation. There needs to be more studies. They didn't consider that, you know, this combination of flu pathogens, the H1N1, would cause all these fetal deaths. According to Dr. Kelly Brogan, she said, yeah, Death is a well-known and documented potential side effect of flu vaccine or any vaccine, end of quote. Yeah, we just don't hear this enough. We hear all the other stuff, don't we? So you want to do your homework. Do your homework. Dr. Brogren and countless other health professionals have been sounding the alarm for a while that we absolutely owe it to ourselves to investigate all recommended medical treatments before accepting them. So in the case of influenza, people with strong immune systems and those who use like immune support herbs can actually vanquish the disease in just 2 days, you know. There's a lot of pathogens, viral pathogens out there. And, you know, when you get old enough and you've had, you know, infectious bacterial infections and you've had virus infections, you kind of get to know what it is you've got just by how you're feeling. You know, if you've been paying attention, you know if you've got a virus or not. And the young and old can also do the same with supporting their immune system with some herbs, but they also need to take more precautions to reduce their exposure. So if you're interested in learning how powerful you can be against these types of pathogens, you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, ask for their free catalog, which the new catalog is in. If you need a new one, you do need to call or go up on their website and order one for free. Go to thepowerherbs.com and just click on free catalog. And the download's not up there yet. We're still waiting on that from the printer, the PDF download. So soon, we hope within the next week or so to have that up on the website so you can just download it if you want. But we do have hard copies to mail you free of charge. So you can just give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because it puts the power back in your hands. Also, they have some money-saving coupons on their website, so don't forget to check that out. Just click that. Once you get into some of the categories of products, you can see this green button top left-hand corner, and you can click that for your coupons and save while you place your orders. That's always a good thing. Save money. That's the way to do it. All right. We're going to switch on over. Since we're talking about influenza vaccines, the flu vaccine, I thought we'd, you know, check out a topic we've covered in the past. But, you know, hey, it's a good thing to recap from time to time, especially when we got some new listeners out there. Let's look at the symptom overlap between a common cold and a flu bug. So, you know, this is the time of year where people tend to pick up more cold and flu pathogens. And in many cases, it can be hard to determine, hey, what do I have? Is this just a cold or is this a subtype of flu strain I got? So when we, you know, when it is just a cold, you know, how do we know if it's just a cold or if it's more than a cold? There seems to be this overlap of symptoms, you know, that you get from cold and for flu bugs. And some symptoms are considered nonspecific by modern medicine, and then they fall into the viral category. And of course, you all know, because I know you listeners out there are smart, and you know that when a doctor says you got a virus, that's Latin for we don't know what you got. Okay? That's pretty much what that means. So there are so many different types of viruses that medicine really won't know what kind that you have unless they did extensive tests, and they're expensive, and most doctors don't do them. So influenza is from the virus family, and these days the mention of flu has people speculating if they have more than a common flu bug. So according to Dr. William Schaffner of the Department of Preventative Medicine at Vanderbilt Medical School in Tennessee, he says we should not be overly concerned unless the flu puts us flat on our back in bed. And that makes, you know, sense because with the average flu, if you get the average flu virus, you can get out of bed, you know, use the bathroom, brew a cup of tea, blow your nose, sit on the couch and ache, you know, do your basic hygiene. And take a hot bath. So you're not flat on your back in your bed. So if you're in the bed, that's a sign that something's up, worse than you think. So you know the cold and flu season has arrived when the humidity drops. For this is a time the cold and flu viruses like to thrive, and they're more prevalent then. they are more prevalent. Well, let's look at some of the common symptoms. Most of us have experienced many times the symptoms of a cold or a virus. If we pay really close attention, like I said, we can determine which it is. Is it a bacterial or a viral infection? So when it comes to viruses, the symptoms tend to include the respiratory area, like your nose, throat, breathing. Viruses like to invade other areas of the body. So there is this general dividing line between cold and flu. So the cold offers much milder symptoms than the flu does. The flu usually has a fever over 102 degrees. The flu comes with chills and intense fatigue. The flu has muscle aches and a lot of phlegm. And the flu often comes with severe headache, nausea, lack of appetite. And the flu can usher in some bacterial infections like pneumonia, bronchitis, if you're not keeping it in check. So children tend to get an average of 8 to 10 colds or viruses each year. And most childhood colds and viruses are, cleared by a healthy immune system within 1 or 2 weeks. So as we get older, our immune system should have established some, immunity along the way to these types of pathogens, and therefore adults, tend to experience fewer than 3 infections a year, and usually they clear up within just 7 days. So let's look at some of the red flags. Red flags. Most health experts will offer this a general guideline when an illness is getting out of hand and could potentially be more serious. Look for a fever lasting more than 7 days. If the fever goes away and then it comes back, look for that. Also, if there's a rash of any kind and symptoms worsen after 10 to 14 days of having them, and a loss of mobility or consciousness, okay? Those are the indicators that, got to seek a medical attention. Now, physicians are more suspicious of spring or summer colds and flu as they tend to be more infectious, such as a type of pneumonia. So colds like to migrate and can create bronchitis and pneumonia in a short time, so be aware of that. And this complication is also pretty typical, especially if you have a weak immune system. Well, let's look at the high-risk group. People suffering from diabetes, heart disease, and respiratory conditions like asthma, COPD, are at a greater risk of contracting a bacterial infection from a cold or flu infection. So pregnant women, people over 50 years of age, and people with autoimmune diseases like HIV or AIDS, and people that are typically in hospitals and nursing homes or any long-term care facility, they're all at a higher risk of getting an infection. So medical doctors do not typically treat cold or flu symptoms unless the patient has symptoms longer than 10 days or more serious symptoms are evident. So they often recommend over-the-counter decongestants, pain relievers, and cough suppressants. Other options that doctors offer patients are antiviral drugs or flu vaccines. However, it's not an option for many health experts that, flu vaccines really shouldn't be given to someone who is sick, already sick. That's usually a no-no. So if you have the flu and expecting to get a flu vaccine, that's not going to help you, and they're not going to give it to you. And besides, these flu vaccines, many health professionals have already said they don't prevent the flu. Well, let's look at the Ebola virus, because that spread all over the news. All the outlets played it up. People were anxious about any kind of flu symptom at that point. And medical experts were actually fooled by the false negative on the Ebola virus tests that were given by Dr. Markin Salia of Nebraska. So he contracted Ebola while in West Africa treating Ebola patients and then came down with flu symptoms. So he was tested for Ebola and there, and the results came back as negative. So coworkers were relieved and removed their protective gear and they were all now under a quarantine watch. So Dr. Salza's symptoms persisted, his condition deteriorated, and he was finally transported back to the U.S. He died a short time later. So how could this have happened? How could a test show a negative for Ebola when he was clearly infected? Well, the Journal of Clinical Microbiology can clear this mystery up for us. They reported in November of 2002 that a blood test for hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola can give a false negative despite a high viral RNA contradiction in the plasma sample. So the medical researchers in the report stress there's an importance that medical staff should perform a test of a duplicate blood sample to detect substances that are inhibitory. So when they test the blood for inhibitory substances, it reveals the presence of the virus. So medical researchers call this the inhibition phenomenon. So the virus can hide kind of like a ghost and give a negative reading when, in fact, the infection is there. They report that this is the case in testing blood for early or late stage hemorrhagic fevers and therefore urge caution and the requirement of testing the duplicate sample. So if you ever see that, you know, Ebola scare again, keep that in mind. All right. Also, additional risks. Some of the top doctors in the U.S. and in West Africa have said that there's a strong immune system. Healthy people are able to combat flu, including Ebola virus. Yeah. So if you are anemic, have an eating disorder like anorexia, you're malnourished, or have a disease that weakens the body like asthma, emphysema, COPD, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, kidney, renal failure, well, then Ebola is going to be a strong adversary that you have to beat. So prescribed medications used to manage these diseases will weaken the liver and other internal organs, and flu vaccines can further increase the risk to contract disease, crippling an immune system, creating even a life-threatening, lifelong allergic reaction. So keep that in mind. Now, a lot of mystery is at the hand of man himself. A lot of misery is at the hand of man. We do a lot of things that we shouldn't, and we are our own worst enemy. So when we fail to follow even some simple health dietary steps to help protect us, keep our immune system strong so we don't get sick, and we can naturally reduce our risk. Sometimes we just don't do those things that we should. And the holiday season is a perfect example of a time when dietary restrictions go out the window. People consume too much sugar. They drink too much adult beverages, which convert to sugar. And sugar really does suppress an immune system big time. So eating too much sugar disables an immune system for long periods of time and leaves you more vulnerable and even defenseless against a lot of these cold and flu viruses that are kind of lingering on all these surfaces, right? So what was it, Frank? I think it was, you know, the handle at the gas station to pump your gas has a lot of germs on it. The tray on the airline, the tray that folds down in front of you, you know, to put your laptop on or whatever on, full, just full of nastiness. And on and on and on it goes. So when we eat a lot of sugar, we're going to invite those pathogens to make us sick. So eating too much sugar affects your memory. It can lead to a change in your mood and even increased depression. So sugar overload leads to even overeating. And the average American child, he just finished, you know, the sugar coma holiday of Halloween and maybe some Thanksgiving treats. In just a few weeks, then you're going to have, what, Christmas, and there's more sugar. And it's easy to see why kids get 8 colds a year, and the average, and most of these colds happen from October through March when we're having all this sugar. Because, you know, don't forget, we have New Year's and then Valentine's Day. So that's our flu season, and it's because of sugar. I'm big on this, and there's a connection here. Sugar. So it's easy to see. And during the holiday season, you know, if we consume, it's easy for us to consume, get this, 22 teaspoons of sugar a day. That's over half a cup, more than four times the limit during the holiday season, right? So soda, one can of soda is half a cup of sugar. And according to Stefan Guinet, a PhD, author of Why Do We Overeat? Well, he says people who gain one-third, they gain one-third of their annual body weight during the holidays, and most will never get rid of those extra pounds. Most people won't. So a third of your body weight, you gain a third of your body weight during the holidays. That's kind of scary just thinking about that. Now, weight gain is usually added on gradually, but it spikes during the holidays, he says. According to him, he says the annual six-week holiday period each year is when most people gain the most body weight, and it's usually a third. So, you know, keep those meals kind of simple. Limit those sweets. You know, you can take a little taste, but don't take a full serving of the sweets. And you will see, you'll be amazed how much stronger your immune system is during the cold and flu season. Most people know their bodies better than anyone else. And with a little patience and a little control, you can keep those cold and flu bugs at bay and even sidestep some of those more serious problems. So use your common sense. Defend yourself this winter. Help your immune system out. Use those immune-enhancing herbs so you're working with the strength of your immune system, not against it. And nutrition plays a big part in boosting up. A lot of people grab the vitamin C. They'll go and get that Seaborn product and all that other stuff. A lot of that vitamin C out there is from China, so make yourself aware of that. So, you know, hey, eat some oranges with some natural vitamin C. And some of your fruits and vegetables have lots of vitamin A, C, B, zinc, all great things to have during the cold and flu season. So a lot of your immune-boosting herbs will already have that in there. So like echinacea, for instance, and astragalus root, they already have vitamin C and zinc together, as well as some other nutritional elements. Now, if you are, you know, concerned about Ebola, the Texas University Medical Branch, they actually discovered a natural hemorrhagic fever inhibitor back in 2012. It's called genistein. It's from gentian root, and it strengthens your defenses. There's a natural inhibitor for hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola that are in it. So you'll find genistein in herbs like red clover, American ginseng, and gentian root. All good to know. So if you're interested in any of those herbs, plus the three amigos, cold and flu, nip it in the bud pack, the pneumonia kit, the pandemic kit, a whole bunch of stuff there, a full line of cold and flu stuff, very broad spectrum, broad protection, or some more targeted herbal formulas like from bronchitis and sinusitis. We have all those formulas for you there, and they're at thepowerherbs.com. Or you can call and get a free catalog. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. So recently I had to tap into my three amigos twice during a Thanksgiving, you know. Yeah, just kind of felt something, you know, coming on. I'm looking around for my three amigos, and I dosed myself a couple times one day and felt great. A couple days later, needed a dose again. You know, something was still lingering. So great nipping in the bud thing. It's a Dr. Mom approved item, so that we have a children's and an adult version. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. All right, so we got a few minutes, and I mean just a few minutes. So we're going to talk a little bit about stress, reducing your stress, especially for the holiday season. Okay, so you made it through the Turkey Day and Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And so now you've got, you know, the long haul to the Christmas finale. And so we want to reduce that stress so you can enjoy the holidays instead of feeling you know, beat up by them. So a lot of people feel, you know, the holidays are very, very, so they got too much to do. Well, you know, start saying no to some of it. Just, you know, make some time for you. You know, start delegating some of those responsibilities, you know, if you can. And just put your feet up because you deserve it. Yes. So a lot of people these days are being surveyed. They say they feel more stressed than ever before. So, and you know, our emotions are literally translated into chemicals that can affect our blood pressure, our hormones, our cognitive abilities, and a whole lot more. So if you go to statusbrain.com, you can look up some of the things that tend to affect our cognitive abilities and our stress level. They say, for instance, job pressure, a lot of coworker tension. If you have more than one boss, or if you feel overloaded at work, that's a lot of stress. Money is another thing. Loss of job, reduced retirement savings, cost of living and medical expenses going up. That can add stress, as well as health crisis. Maybe there's a trauma, an accident, maybe a terminal condition or chronic illness cropped up. That's stressful. Relationships, you know, if there's a divorce, a death in the family, if, you know, if you're just feeling like you don't have enough people around you, friends and families, and they're too far away and you feel a little lonely, that's stressful. And this time of year, people feel more lonely. Holidays seem to magnify that. Also, poor nutrition factors in to stress, not getting the right nutrients. If you're kind of living on caffeine and processed food and lots of sugar, that's going to aggravate stress. And media overload. If you're, you know, just, you know, addicted to your phone. We were talking about that in the Quack report. And also sleep deprivation, inability to get the right amount of sleep because you're overloading your adrenaline glands. And also your stress hormones are up. So it's important that we get a balance and we stick to a nice cycle, a rhythm. You know, our sleep cycle has a circadian rhythm. You know, our pattern, our lifestyle should have a rhythm to it. And once we get off kilter, it affects us. It's just, it's sort of like when you go on vacation and you're not eating the same things you typically eat at home, and your body's used to that rhythm. And so, you know, it's nice to try new things and stuff, but then, you know, you may get a little sluggish or constipated. So the body's very sensitive to change. And so we have to be aware of these things and, you know, have some counterbalances ready. So we got stress research. Stress-related illnesses are more popular. It's actually becoming a field of medicine. So be aware of that. Findings that were published in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences say that new research and new teams of doctors specialty on chronic psychological stress. Because it creates an inflammatory response and lowers the immune system and so on and so on and so on. So I know I'm running out of time, so let's cut to the chase. There are some herbs that can help you with super nutrition that feeds the body, especially the endocrine system, the glandular system. So look for the anxiety, stress, depression tab on thepowerherbs.com or get a catalog and flip to that section. There's a lot of herbal formulas that can lift your mood. If you have that seasonal affective disorder because the days are shorter, get some full spectrum light bulbs from the hardware store and plug them into your house and your office, and it'll lift your mood almost immediately. You'll know them because they have this little light powder blue coating on them. Very inexpensive therapy right there. So go to thepowerherbs.com and check it out, or call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.